We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavid ben Menachem b'Shem Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Elio. We are in Tavid Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Natalas Hamafteach, the Memune, this Kohen who was in charge, who was the appointed Kohen, he from the previous Mishnah, he took the Mafteach, he took the key. There was Ufas Achas Hapishpash and opened up this small doorway. So this is describing what happened after they had the lotteries. The Kohanim are in the Beis HaMokad. Remember, that's where they slept, the Hall of Fire, the Beis HaMokad. And now it's time to go into the Azara. So it's early in the morning. And the Memune takes the Maftach. There's actually several keys on a chain that were placed on an Amma by an Amma marble section of the floor of the Beis HaMokad. And he took one of the keys that he needed to open up this small door, the Pishbash. V'nichnas b'Beis HaMokad. Lazar, and he entered from the Beis HaMokad, from the Hall of Fire, where all the Kohanim are, into the Azara. V'nichnus Acharav. And the Kohanim from that Beis HaMokad were going to serve that next morning. This morning, they followed him in. Ushtei Avukos Shel Ur B'Yadav. We'll see that they're split into two groups. So each group had an avuka, had a torch. They need to see where they were going. It was still dark outside. V'nechlekus tiko kitos, and they were divided into two groups. Elu holchem b'achsadra derech ha-mizrach, elu holchem b'achsadra derech ha-marav. And achsadra means that there was, in the Azara, there were stone columns parallel to the wall that enclosed the Azara. There was a roof on top, and they were there. The roof was there to protect any kalim that were their people. If it was raining, kalim wouldn't get ruined, and this is where many of the kalim were basically stayed and had to be inspected to make sure they were ready for the avoda. So that's what these two groups of Kohanim did. One group went towards the east, one went towards the west. Hayubotin b'holchem, they would inspect the kelim as they went, until they met up with each other again at the base Osei Chavitin. We mentioned the Chavitin in the past. That was a special mincha offering that was brought by the Kohen Gadol each and every day, but there was a special chamber in the eastern part of the Azara next to the Shaar Nicanor. We'll talk about the Shaar Nicanor when we learn Midos. And that's where they met. That's where they met at the base Osei Chavitin, where they would make the Chavitin. The Chavitin, which were kneaded with warm water and olive oil, scalded in boiling water. It was baked. It was fried. So that was the special Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. That was their special chamber where they did that. And that's where they would meet up once again after they inspected all of the kalim. Higiu elu va'elu amru shalom hakol shalom. So they met up with each other. And when they finished going around the Azara, so they said, and did the inspection, the two groups of Kohanim would greet each other. And the idea of saying shalom was to make sure that the inspection went well. And that's what it means. Shalom, akol shalom. And some claim, no, means one. Maybe it's an exchange. One group would ask shalom, and the others would respond, akol shalom. Hamidu osei chavitim, masos chavitim. They were in that area, so what would they do? The Kohanim appointed some of the Kohanim amongst their group to start making the Chavitin. Now, really, the Chavitin weren't completely prepared and brought at this time. You can't bring anything on the Mizbeach before you bring the Tumid. So it just means that they began heating up the water for the kneading of the dough of the Chavitin at this point. Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet. Misha Zachal Litromes HaMizbeach. Hu Yitrom es HaMizbeach. So now we're ready to start. This is the Trumas HaDeshen service. Whichever Kohen through the lottery was chosen, who was Mashkim and Tovel, who got up early, went to the mikvah, and then was chosen as part of the lottery to perform the service Trumas HaDeshen. So he was ready to do so. And the Hamar Rimla, what would they say to him? He's Zoyer Shematika Bakli Adshet Kadesh Tikadesh Yodechov Raglechom and Akior. He says, make sure you don't touch any kalim. He's going to be using a shovel. So that was the service kli that he was using to remove the ash from the Mizbeach. So you have to make sure that you wash yourself with the kior. It happens to be that just touching the shovel itself, a kli sharis, is not really problematic on a Doraisa of a certain. If you haven't used the kior, you can't do any service as an Issur D'oraisa to do any avoda if you haven't washed your hands and feet from the kior. But just to touch it, nonetheless, that was something that he should not do either. And what did they tell him? By the way, the machta, the shovel, you know where it is? It's in the miktsoa. He says it's in the corner where between the kevesh, the ramp, and the Mizbeach b'marav v'shal kavesh, on the west side of the ramp. And they had to let the person know, because this could be a Kohen who never did Trumas HaDesh, and he wouldn't know where to find the shovel, so they had to let him know where this was. Then the Mishnah says, Ein adam nichnas imo v'lo ner biyado, no one would go in with him, no one accompanied this Kohen into the area between the Mizbeach, where he found this shovel. He did this alone. Only one who's doing the avodah should be in this area. And v'lo ner biyado, nor did he have a ner. Why did he not need a ner? Because we'll see that the atzeh ha-marochi is right in the mizbeach. There was a fire on the marocha that gave him enough light. Ela mahalech lor ha-marocha, he would walk using the illumination of the marocha, of the pyre, of the wood that was on the mizbeach. Lo ayu rohin osov lo shomen es kolo, atche sholim shomen kol ha-etz she'asa ben katin buchni lakior, vehein omrim higia es. So no one would see him. The Mizbeach blocked the other Kohen from where he was. This Kohen was doing Trumas HaDeshen, so they didn't see him. They didn't hear him, but they did hear the noise of the eights of the wood that ben katin made a muchni for the kior. What's this referring to? So the Baraturuk says like this, Kach Shemo Shel Kohen Gadol She'asa Muchni Lakior. This was when Ben Katan was the name of a Kohen Gadol who made a Muchni, a special machine, we'll see, a pulley for the Kior. Galgal Hasovev Shal Yadom Mishakin HaKior Bebor. He said that what this Ben Muchni, what this Ben Katan did, he actually did two things. See, there were usually two spouts on the Kior for washing the hands and the feet, and the hands were placed on the feet so they would wash simultaneously, but there were usually two spouts, and he made 12 spouts. But more than that is he made a pulley system so that there wouldn't be a problem of lina. If there's water that's left overnight, you can't use that water the next day. But this pulley system allowed the water from the cure to be lowered down, into the ground where there was where the water was like mikveh water, and therefore the water from the cure would touch, there would be hashaka between that, it would be immersed in that water, and that way there wouldn't be a problem of lina anymore. So this was the pulley system that he made. So that's what they heard. They heard the noise of the pulley, vehein omim higiais, and then they would announce the time has come. This was an announcement for all the Kohanim who were in the Beis HaMoked. Once the Trumas HaDeshen was done, so now higiais, an announcement was made. It's time to. Once they heard the noise. Remember, this pulley system lowered down into the ground to some water underneath the ground, and there was no problem of lina, and now the kior is kosher. So now everyone could use the kior. And once the Haramas HaDeshen was done, so there an announcement was made. Okay, so now it's time for everybody to leave the Beis HaMoked to do their own washing of their hands and feet with the kior and begin the avoda of the day. Now the Mishnah just describes the Haramas HaDeshen, the Trumas HaDeshen. This Kohen who's doing the Trumas HaDeshen, Kidesh Yotav Raglam and Akir. So he sanctified his hands from and feet from the Kior. Not a Machta Sa Kesef. He took a Machta of Kesef, the shovel made of silver, not to be confused with the shovel made of gold, which was only used by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Va'ol Rosh HaMizbech, he went up to the top of the Mizbech, Ufinas and Kachalim Behailach Behailach, and he moved the coals here and there, one side, one way to the other. And then she scooped out from those inner coals that were very much consumed, the arad, on the shovel, obviously, and came down from the Mizbech. He got to the ground with this shovel and the sum of these coals. Hafach part of Latzafon, he now turned to the north. Halach l'mizrachol shel kevesh geser amos, and went to the east of the ramp, 10 amos, not the full amount. The Kohen is walking along the eastern side of the ramp, about 10 amos. The ramp is 31 amos from the Mizbeach southern wall. So about 10 amos, he's about 21 amos from the Mizbeach, from the top of the Mizbeach itself. And in this area, about 20 amos from the Mizbeach, is where he deposits the ashes, does the Haramas HaDeshen. He's throwing it in the same place, as we'll see, where the Kohanim throw the crop and the feathers of the Olas HaOf. So where he would throw them actually from the mizbeach. So there it says v'hishlich. He has to throw them. Here he doesn't have to throw, but he, which is we assume throwing is at least 20 amos. So here he is 21 amos away, and that's where he's putting the haramas hadesh in the same place. So that's what it means here. Tzavar hesegecholim al gabe haritz. But then he piles up the coals on the ground. Rachok bin akevesh shlosha tfachim, three tfachim from the ram. And as we explained, it was the makom shenostim muros ha'or. That's where they would place the crop of the ola bird. Vedishin mizbeach ha'pnimi bin hamana. What else was there? The ashes of the mizbeach ha'pnimi, which was where the ktoris was. So the whatever was the ashes of that was placed in this place as well. The hamanora, and that which was cleaned out from the menorah was also in this section, in this location on the ground, about 20 amos away from the mizbeach itself.